This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Over the last three decades, Wisconsin has lost farmland twice as fast compared to neighboring states, such as Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. That's according to the most recent national data. Farmers may sell off land to pay down debt or fund their retirements, but some farmers are protecting their land from development to keep farming for future generations. Daniel Kading has more.
Bayfield's Rick Dale looks on as his son Chris prunes berry bushes on their 50-acre fruit farm. Highland Valley Farm grows raspberries and black currants. They also make honey and maple syrup. But Dale says blueberries make up the bulk of the farm.
There's nothing I like doing better than pruning blueberry bushes. That's like sculpture, you know?
Dale is a first-generation fruit farmer. He bought the land more than 40 years ago. The farm is among fruit orchards set back on Bayfield's hillside overlooking Lake Superior. Dale says the stunning views and picturesque features that drew him here also subject the land to pressure from development.
And every time someone ages out or retires and there's not someone to continue, goes on the market and people pay high prices for lots here and developers are willing to subdivide it. And so, you know, and once it gets cut up into lots and sizes that are too small to sustain commercial agriculture, you've lost it.
Around 15 years ago, the town of Bayfield set out to protect its farmland by working with a local land trust, state and federal agencies to buy up farmers' development rights. Four farmers, including Dale, sold rights to develop their land to make sure it could be farmed for years to come. Kristen Westad with the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service in Wisconsin says they've protected more than 17,000 acres of farmland by setting up what's called conservation easements with farmers.
Between NRCS and the local organization, we paid them about 50% or sometimes a little bit less of the total value of their land. And then that organization is devoted to protecting that land in perpetuity for the future forever.
Farmers can still own and operate the land, but they can't subdivide or develop it for any other use.
This is where customers come in.
Eric Carlson is walking through his barn where visitors can buy berries, honey, and maple syrup during the summer months. Carlson owns Blue Vista Farm in Bayfield. He sold development rights on 38 acres of his berry farm in 2003. He says money from the sale allowed him to expand.
It helped while I put that pole barn up for one, and what that enabled our business to do is move all the equipment that I was storing in the barn out of the barn, and then we developed our retail area in the barn.
But it can be challenging for local governments to come up with cash to match federal funds in order to buy development rights from farmers. Allison Volk with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says a state program did chip in funding at one time.
The budget in 2011 removed further funding for the program.
Now, Volk says the state works with local governments and farmers under its Farmland Preservation Program to set up agreements to keep land in farming in exchange for an income tax credit. The contracts don't permanently protect land from development like conservation easements, but around 2.5 million acres has been preserved for farming through the program. Bayfield's Dale says protecting the area's fruit orchards has benefited not only farmers, but the entire community.
There's such an ambience to this kind of farming that is appealing to people, and it creates an apple festival, and it creates a berry picking season. All of this that goes with it, but to look out over an apple orchard or a berry plantation, you know, with this beautiful forested valley background or a view of the lake, I mean, that's why people come here.
Something Dale says his family and others will be able to enjoy for generations to come. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.